Hey, it's Ryan Rothstein of Sports Radio 94 WIP in Philadelphia, and be sure to check out my podcast, The Philadelphia CityCast, presented by BetRivers Sportsbook. We dive into the betting angle for all of the Philadelphia teams. If you're from Philly or a fan of any of the Philly sports teams and want to become a sharper bettor, this is the podcast for you. So what are you waiting for? Subscribe, follow, and listen to the Philadelphia CityCast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Philadelphia CityCast with Ryan Rothstein, presented by Bet Rivers.
Welcome back, y'all, to the Philadelphia CityCast, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. I am your host, Ryan Rothstein, and on this episode, we're getting a much-needed break from my voice and my antics. You're still going to have to deal with me, but good friend of mine, a guest, friend of the show, hopefully a recurring guest here, but the co-founder of PropSwap, Mr. Luke Pergandy. He'll be joining us. We'll be having some fun talking about the futures market. He'll be filling you in, if you don't know already, just a little bit about PropSwap and how to utilize PropSwap when you make your futures bets at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. So we'll get into a little bit of that. Obviously, the Eagles, unfortunately, they're not going away anytime soon. The idiot Nick Sirianni, the Ben Simmons drama. We'll do it all, and we'll do it with a guest today, Mr. Luke Pergandy. So let's bring Luke into the convo now, if you can't see him already. Luke, how we doing, man?
Good. How are you, Ryan?
I'm lovely. I'm always good when I get to talk some sports with you. So just a brief introduction. This isn't like a job interview, but just tell the folks a little bit about yourself, and you can just go right into telling them about PropSwap as well.
Sure. Joined the sports betting industry, 7 years ago now. Was in finance before that, working for Bloomberg. Quit that job, moved to Las Vegas, Nevada to start PropSwap. And we are the secondary market for sports bets. So if you have a 50-1 Arizona Cardinals Super Bowl bet, which is what they opened at in August, that's now worth a lot of money because they are now 8-1 being undefeated. And looking much sharper than kind of everyone thought they were going to look. Arizona Cardinals, and then, you know, in this World Series, the Braves on August 1st, the Atlanta Braves were 60-1 to win the World Series.
Two games back behind the Phillies.
Yeah. You know, and they talk about this on the broadcast a lot. Like, they made a lot of moves at the break. They added Soler. They added Rosario. They added Jack Peterson from the Cubs. They made moves. And teams that didn't, like Philadelphia, that's how your season's going to end. You know, kudos to Atlanta for making moves at the break, adding hitters, adding some fielders. And here they are looking pretty darn good against the Houston Astros.
Yeah, it's, you know, and we can maybe get into some Phillies and baseball stuff as well. But once again, it's like another member of the NL East in the World Series. Obviously, a couple of years ago, the Nationals, the Phillies now, yep, with the fifth highest payroll in baseball. None of it matters.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, you look at the break, the Mets look great at the break as well. And the Phillies just can't figure it out. So, just frustrating, you know, really high profile, as you said. Yeah, Jake DeGrom.
Yeah, we're both idiots.
Agreed. But it's just teams in our division that just can't get together. And obviously, you know, back to football, the Cowboys look incredible. So a bunch of division rivals just succeeding in Philadelphia's dust.
Yeah, it's not great right now in Philadelphia. I have a shirt that says bad things happen in Philly. Bad things always happen in Philly, and that seems to be the case. But it's never boring, right? Like, it's never boring. It never lacks drama and entertainment. So it's good for at least what I do selfishly. But let's get right into the Eagles for a minute here, Luke. We can get your thoughts. I gave the reactionary episode after the game against the Raiders, and this team, we haven't learned anything. And for me, going into this season, it wasn't about wins and losses. It's okay, what do we have in the quarterback? What do we have in the head coach and really the entire coaching staff? Can they make some progressions in the right direction throughout the year? Can we get some answers both on the field and off it? And through seven games, we have no answers. And if anything, we just have more questions. The Eagles now 20-1 at Bet Rivers to win the NFC East. That, you know, we can get into that if there's any value or not in a few minutes. But my point is, it's looking grim in Philadelphia. So your thoughts on all of that?
Yeah, I agree. I probably had higher expectations than that this year. I honestly thought that, I looked at Jalen Hurts' completion percentage last year. Matthew Berry had a nice tidbit that Jalen Hurts in his first four games in his first season had a higher completion percentage than did Josh Allen in his first four games. So there was potential, I thought. I'm still not ready to write this guy off. I think the future of the NFL is mobile quarterbacks, and man, can this guy run?
Yes.
So I'm not ready like that. When he turned the corner against the Tampa Bay Bucks defensive end and like ran 30 yards around the edge, like he's got speed. So I'm not ready to write this guy off. Now, are there typically 2 to 3 throws per game that he'll make that are just inexcusable, whether he overthrows, underthrows, or just flat out misses a guy? Absolutely. That needs to be at 0 or 1. The elite quarterbacks, Brady, Allen, look at Mahomes this year. Mahomes looks terrible this year.
He does.
So that you're going to have ups and downs. I think last year Jalen looked sharper, but, he's making some throws that look great. I think of the Niners game where he hit, Quez Watkins down the sideline, even though it got called back. Like, that was a beautiful throw. 50 yards down the sideline. So he's got potential. I think I'd lean on, in my opinion, Sirianni's more to blame. That doesn't mean that Hurts gets zero blame, because he does. And yeah, like we've discussed, like, he needs to make some of these throws he's missing. But like, what is this offense's identity? I have no idea. I look at other mobile quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson, the most shining example, who's improving every year, right? He couldn't hit a guy in his first season with Baltimore. he was super inaccurate. And even still, like, he's not going to pick you apart.
No.
So, I look at what Greg Roman has done in Baltimore. Like, you run the ball to set up passing lanes. Like, these are quarterbacks that cannot pick a defensive apart. That's just not in their arm strength. So you have to open up passing lanes, and you do that by running the ball. And this Philadelphia team, like, has a great offensive line. Obviously Lane sat out for, 3 weeks. He's back. It's a good O-line. So I just cannot understand why we're not running the ball more. I was at the Bears Raiders game 2 weeks ago, and the Bears dominated the Raiders. Like, they were in control of that football game the entire time, and the Bears are horrendous. Like, this Bears team is a bottom four football team, in my opinion. Like, they do nothing well, and they dominated the Raiders because they ran the ball. And I can't understand why Sirianni is just choosing to not have an identity. Like, it's so obvious that Jalen Hurts cannot pick the defense apart, and like, Sirianni's forcing him to do that. And I don't understand why we're calling plays like this.
Yeah, I don't even know if he's forcing him to, quote, pick it apart, but I get what you're saying. Like, for me, it's the offense has no rhyme or reason. It has no identity. It has no creativity. It has no structure. And they refuse to run it. It's just simply the run pass option. It's really Oklahoma's offense, and Jalen Hurts is not giving it to the running back in the run pass option. Fine. Like you said, I put that on the head coach more than the quarterback. So they're very predictable, and they're asking him to do way too much, him being Jalen Hurts. So like, I agree with you. We haven't gotten any answers about Jalen, but that doesn't mean Jalen's a lost cause. It just means this season could be a lost cause, and that could be dangerous, but it's still early, right? So the questions are, can this Eagles team figure it out? Looking at the schedule that they have remaining here. Still plenty of games left, 10 games left. This week they're at Detroit as a 3.5-point favorite. Scares me that the Eagles are favored against anyone. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's my high school team. It's still a little bit scary. Yeah. But we'll talk about that game maybe towards the end. My point is, Eagles to win the NFC East at Bet Rivers, second best odds, you know, three dumpster fires behind Dallas, but 20-1 to win the East. You have the win total at Bet Rivers right now at 7.5, the over priced at plus 130. And then you have the Eagles to make the playoffs at Bet Rivers, yes, plus 325. So we do see, quote, value, meaning it's an underdog type of price in all three of those categories. But give me your thoughts on Eagles division, Eagles over, and to make the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, thank God there's a secondary market because that Eagles to win the NFC East is not happening. What could happen is their odds improve from 20-1 to 8-1. That's possible. Right. No doubt about it. And obviously with props off, if you get a 20-1 ticket at Rivers and Philly, and you want to post it on PropSwap in 4 weeks after the odds go to 8-1, great. That's possible, and you can definitely make money on that. But if you're just betting this team to hold on to it until maturity and hope that it wins, like, I don't see this team winning the NFC East at all. I think I like Washington this year. I've liked them before the season. I know they're the same record as the Eagles, but they're fighting. I think they run the ball better than Philly does. I think Fitzpatrick's supposed to come back this season. I don't think it's Heinicke the whole season, but even Heinicke looks good. Like he's a great back.
I like Heinicke. I think Fitzpatrick was 6 to 8 weeks, so he'll return at some point. And just to reiterate what you said, Luke, sorry to jump in and cut you off a little bit, but I'll throw it right back in a second. With Prop Swap, you can make these bets at Bet Rivers, with the thinking that they're not going to actually win, that, you know, win the division, make the playoff, like whatever the bet is, you get the point that we're making here. So you look at this schedule and they're in Detroit, then they're at home versus the Chargers. Good luck there. But then you see some winnable games here. You see in Denver, a little bit of a toss up, but I like the Eagles' chances at home versus the Saints. In the Meadowlands, two straight games against the Giants and Jets, home against Washington. So I'll stop right there for a second. You have the next six or seven games, I would say 3 to 5 conservatively, are winnable. So
yeah.
Would you buy low right now, Luke, on the Eagles at 20-1, or is there another bet that you would maybe look at?
Yeah, I mean, good point of like, if you're going to take them at 20-1, what's your entry point? I mean, they probably beat Detroit, but I don't think they beat the Chargers. So perhaps your entry point is after that LA Chargers game. So it would be, you know, November 8th, 2 weeks from now, 2.5 weeks, where you can maybe grab them at, you know, 15-1, assuming they beat Detroit and then lose to the Chargers. You know, they'd be about 15-1. So, you know, it's tough though. If let's say Dallas wins both those games, I mean, that could go to 40-1.
Right.
If Dallas continues to march on. So, yeah, it's worth a small unit, I would say, again, solely with the intention of selling it later. This team is not winning the division this year. But if you can grab them at 20-1 and then flip it in a few weeks at new odds of 8-1, it's worth a stab. You know, that's clearly one of the only futures plays left. You can bet live season win totals at Rivers right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, they have it posted right now. It's 7.5, over 7.5, plus 130, under minus 162.
Okay, that's cool. That's typically, so when I used to live in Las Vegas, season win totals go completely off the board once the season starts. So that's that's great that, you know, here we are in week 7, getting into week 8 here, that they hang that. So that's cool. You know, 7.5, I mean, the rest of the schedule is not difficult. I'll say that. You know, the Saints are beatable. Pretty much every team on this schedule besides Dallas, it's a winnable game, Dallas and the Chargers. So you figure of the 11 games, 9 are winnable. you know, they're alive with that win total.
Yeah, I don't know. Like you said with the Chargers game, do you wait, right? Because even assuming the Eagles win this week at Detroit, and that's even now, that's a bold assumption. I like that Detroit team. I really do. You know, Campbell has them playing hard. They're not as bad as their record shows, for what that's worth. And then you're home against the Chargers. Good luck there. Obviously, crazier things have happened, but you pencil that in as a loss. So, you know, does that price get better than plus 130, I guess, is the question.
Right.
For the over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting to potentially wait. It's funny that we're going to hope that they lose to get a better bet in.
well, we're not hoping, but, yeah. You know, hey.
No, yeah, logic prevails here. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I would say for both of these, just with such a looming opponent 2 weeks from now, wait. We'd have to look at who Dallas is playing as well. But, you know, 20-1 to win the division's crazy.
Yeah.
To a team that, like, you know, everyone knew this wasn't a Super Bowl year, but like we thought they'd contend.
Yeah. At least, if not contend, just show us like signs, like show us signs of life, like yeah. That life exists. It's just been so bad the past 2 weeks. It really has. It's, you know, 28-7 going into the fourth quarter against Tampa Bay, 30-7 going into the fourth quarter against the Raiders. The final, like I've said before, does it no justice. And it's just, you don't see any signs of progression. So that's the scary part with this Eagles team. Personally, I wouldn't bet the over on the win total. I'm taking the under or I'm staying away from it. I'd probably stay away before I make that bet. And the playoffs, I don't know. Like, do you take a flyer, Luke, on the Eagles to make the playoffs? Yes, plus 325, or is that just to simply stay away right now?
No, I wouldn't touch any of these without selling it for a profit at some point before the season's over. There's just not enough profit potential in there at 3-1. 20-1 to win the division. That's a different story. You can make, you know, if the odds get down to 7-1, you're making 3 extra money. But no, I would not touch 3-1 to make the playoffs. Like, just with the NFC West, there's so many good teams in the NFC West. I don't see them grabbing a wild card.
Yeah, no, I would agree. And we're talking with Luke Pergandy. He is the co-founder of PropSwap. If you haven't checked out PropSwap, make sure you do so. PropSwap.com. Follow them on all of their social media platforms, just at PropSwap, Twitter, Instagram, etc. And Luke, before we get to some 76ers, I'll just throw out, you know, just an MVP, an NFL MVP conversation for a couple minutes, and just any item that sticks out to you, obviously with PropSwap in mind, for either a buy low spot now or something that's already shown its value when it was low a few weeks ago and now not so much.
Sounds good. Yeah, I'm excited for the NBA this year. It's funny, like I'm becoming more of a fan. I'm sure there's some bias in here because I work in the sports betting industry, but I am starting to follow basketball more. I just think that there's like, even my Bulls, like I'm a Bulls fan. Like even they look pretty darn good this year. Do I think they're gonna beat Brooklyn or even Philly in the East? No, or Milwaukee, the neighbor up north. But they look good. You know, Caruso looks good managing the point guard position.
He's getting MVP chance.
Yeah. He's great. Fun to watch. But no, so yeah, I am excited. You know, obviously that first game against Brooklyn, or the second game of the season last Friday night was a heartbreaker, winning the whole game and finally give up the lead to Brooklyn. You know, this team still needs to add a shooter or slash score, either of those. I would like that's I still believe it's an incomplete roster. You just can't, like, I love Joel Embiid, but you just can't count on that guy at the end of the game to score, you know, 15 points quickly. Like, that's just not his game. You need someone that can create. But it's a good start. I'm happy with what they've looked like so far. But yeah, they need to add an offensive piece.
Yeah, they need to do a lot. And Embiid, you said you can't count on him in the fourth quarter. You know, unfortunately, I'm not trying to, you know, be negative or take shots at Joe. I love Joel Embiid, but you can't count on him to stay healthy. Like, he's only played 63 games, I think, is the most number of regular season games he's played. He's a big man. He's just prone to injury, and he gets nights off anyway. So it's like they have some holes that need to be filled, especially with the Ben Simmons drama. And we won't get to that today, at least with Luke. So, Luke, I know we only have you for a couple more minutes, and I appreciate your time. The 76ers, 18-1 to win the NBA championship at Bet Rivers, 9-1 at Bet Rivers to come out of the East. And I'll throw one more, Embiid MVP, after me just dissing him, plus 800, 8-1. Your thoughts?
Yeah. 18-1. I don't like that. If my options are take the Heat at 18-1, which is of course tied with Philly, or take Phoenix at 16-1, give me both of those instead. So no, I do not like 18-1. I guess the play would be, if you're trying to play this team on a futures perspective, maybe they go on a losing streak later this year, you can grab them at 30-1, but to only give me 18 times my money, and the sportsbook gets to hold on to the cash until June, I'd have to get a higher return for that. I would not be taking them at 18-1. And even the Clippers at 20-1, I'd grab that before I grabbed a affiliate 18-1. I don't until they add an offensive piece, I can't make that bet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I don't think there's enough of that value that we talk about. There's too many questions. Like, I'd look at Atlanta at 35-1, or Dallas at 30-1, or, you know, even teams a little bit lower, just because there's too much uncertainty right now with the 76ers. Last one, 9-1 to come out of the East, Luke. The Heat also 9-1. You have the Bucks at 3-1, and then the odds-on favorite, of course, the Brooklyn Nets at plus 110.
Yeah. Still, same logic applies. I'd rather take the Heat at 9-1. I would take a stab at the Hawks at 18-1. Trae Young, like, this league is driven by stars. Refs know it. Teams know it. The media knows it. I like taking players with, or I like taking teams with star players. So I would sprinkle my money to get double the return by grabbing Atlanta instead of Philadelphia. I'd much rather get double my money. And I'm shocked that the Bulls are that high rate. The Bulls and the Celtics right behind Atlanta, each at 20-1. I'm not ready to jump on the Bulls train, but I would jump on the Hawks at 18-1.
I like the Bulls, man. And like you said, not to necessarily come out of the East, but they're a cool story. You know, they've been due, and they're also desperate there in that city for some quality basketball. And it looks like they're getting it so far. We'll see if they can, continue that throughout the regular season. Certainly some winnable games in the regular season if you come out and play hard every night. Luke, I appreciate your time, man. I guess before we let you go, put yourself out there as far as what the people can find at Prop Swap, anything we missed that you want to cover, World Series items, things posted for sale, whatever's on your mind.
Yeah, we're flipping a lot of World Series tickets right now. Like I said, the Atlanta Braves 60-1 on August 1st. Just incredible. They've done such a good job of, you know, never say die. And obviously taking care of the LA Dodgers was super cool. We did not want the Dodgers at Prop Swap. We like long shots to improve and those tickets to get really, really valuable. The LA Dodgers were 2-1 the entire season. That is no good for Prop Swap. We need some profit potential for these tickets, and the Braves are just that. Houston Astros 30-1 back in April. They started out really slow. So it's kind of been a perfect storm for Prop Swap in the World Series. And then in football, man, like, Arizona Cardinals opened at 50-1, all the way down to 8-1. If you've got a 50-1 ticket, think about posting that. And then on the MVP side, Dak Prescott was 20-1. He's now down to 5-1. Justin Herbert was 20-1. He's down to about single digits. Derrick Henry was 50-1. He's down to about 15-1. All of these guys have improved. If you grabbed any of those tickets, they're worth a lot of money right now. And then, as always, if you can get over to Bet Rivers and make these futures tickets, make two of them. So if you're going to bet on the Miami Heat, like we've kind of discussed, and get them at 18 to 1 or 20 to 1, make two tickets so that as the Heat improve throughout the season, you can sell one of those tickets for a huge profit on PropSwap, and then you can hold on to the other Heat ticket for some upside in case they do end up advancing to the NBA Finals. It just gives you options as opposed to having to sell your entire position. If you have multiple tickets, you can sell portions of your position, which is what we get asked constantly. It's like, hey, like, I love PropSwap, love what you guys are doing. Can I sell a portion of this ticket? And we just don't offer a good solution right now for that. But if you make multiple tickets, of course, we can sell one of those.
There you have it. Luke Pergandy, co-founder of PropSwap, just dropping straight knowledge, homie, on all of you. I appreciate it, Luke, as always, my friend. Follow PropSwap at PropSwap, Twitter, Instagram. Go to the website. Go to the free mobile app. Double down on your tickets, meaning get two, like Luke said, anytime you make your futures bets at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Luke, you're the man. We'll catch up soon, all right?
Thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me on.
All right, good stuff there with PropSwap co-founder Luke Pergandy. And like we've said, if you're unfamiliar with PropSwap, make sure you check out their website, PropSwap.com. Make sure download their free mobile app, Apple, Android, so you can sign up. They have a nice welcome offer there, and you can stay engaged. It's really a lot of fun to use PropSwap when keeping up with the odds day-to-day, week-to-week. Especially in the futures market, which has become personally a fun like hobby. It's and PropSwap makes it fun when you look at Bet Rivers Sportsbook wagering menu, where you can find value on the futures market and maybe some, you know, underdog type of bets that otherwise maybe you wouldn't normally play. So good stuff there from Luke. I'm your host, Ryan Rothstein, on the Philadelphia CityCast. As always, make sure you are following and subscribe to the show, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on all the platforms. You can give me a follow as well at WiseRye, WiseRye. So the 76ers lose last night, which is Tuesday night in New York at the Garden to the Knicks. They went into that game as... I think it closed at Bet Rivers right around 2.5, 3. They lose by 13. That certainly doesn't matter. Outright win for the Knicks. And 76ers, I'm not saying you should be concerned. Like, Tyrese Maxey looks really promising. I really like Korkmaz off the bench. I think he has clearly gotten better in the offseason. He's been running the point at times for the Philadelphia 76ers with that second unit. I really like the addition of Andre Drummond. I liked Dwight Howard last year. Nothing against Dwight Howard, but it seems like Andre Drummond fits this team a little bit better. An elite rebounder, to say the least. You know, opening day for the 76ers, he grabbed 17 rebounds in 19 minutes. He's a good passer. He can score, finish around the rim. So that's a nice security blanket for the 76ers to have with Joel Embiid, who can't stay healthy, and it's like a touchy subject here in Philadelphia. But as I mentioned with Luke, when he's never played more than 63 regular season games, you're banking on him missing time and him missing 15 to 20 games on the good side, right? So let's hope that changes. But that's just the reality of life in the NBA as a big man. So we'll see. It's still very early. And obviously the Ben Simmons story has been lingering over the team's head, the organization's head. As far as the play on the court, I don't think it's impacted them too much. And that's impossible to measure and, you know, get a clear yes or no answer from. But for now, I don't think it's been too much of an issue that's impacted them negatively, at least. We'll obviously see how they continue and progress either in the right direction or the wrong direction as the season goes on. World Series Game 2 is tonight, as we talked about a little bit earlier in the episode. But obviously Eagles-Lions this Sunday, and we're going to get much more into this matchup from the betting perspective, previewing it, looking at key matchups, doing what we always do every single week right here on the Philadelphia CityCast. Presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. And the next episode to keep an eye out for, I'm really excited, about it because I'm going to be doing my first CityCast crossover. That's right. So Dan Leach, the host of the Detroit CityCast, he'll be jumping on with me for a Detroit Philly CityCast crossover episode to have some fun previewing and talking this Lions-Eagles matchup. And I've said it for a few weeks now, but I really like this Lions team. You know, like I'm a fan of Dan Campbell. People call him the meathead. People call him, you know, whatever. But this team's playing hard for him. And Jared Goff honestly has not been that bad for this Detroit team. Their record certainly doesn't reflect it. But this isn't a game that you would typically look at and say, you know, just circle it, pen it in as a win. I don't see it being that easy. And you typically would probably do that with an 0-7 team, but are the Eagles that much further ahead with the record of 2-5? So a 2-5 versus 0-7 team for this Halloween matchup at 1 p.m. Eastern time. And the Eagles are remaining to be 3.5-point favorites, a road favorite at BetRivers Sportsbook, minus 175 on the money line, the total set at 48.5. So we'll be previewing this matchup all week over the next coming episodes. Be on the lookout for that crossover episode with Dan and I. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get the insight from the Detroit perspective. We'll look at some of his favorite bets for this matchup, talk about mine, and maybe we'll have a fun wager, see who's right, see who's wrong when it's all said and done. Just a quick thought on the head coach, Nick Sirianni. Because I've been pretty steadfast, consistent on my opinion on head coach Nick Sirianni. Now, today, another idiotic thing coming from Nick Sirianni when speaking to the media. Are you ready for this? Because I'm not. I wasn't. He started describing a flower and how you have to water it and take care of it. And he was using that as an analogy for coaching the Philadelphia Eagles. So, a direct quote from head coach Nick Sirianni. Ask yourself, are you watering and are you fertilizing every single day? So when it's time to pop, the flower will pop. End quote. He's losing his mind. Like I posted a clip of actor John Levitt from The Wedding Singer, old school movie. Our younger audience may have no idea what I'm talking about. But Adam Sandler, he's losing his mind. And a clip of John saying he's losing his mind. And that's exactly what's going on with head coach Nick Sirianni. The more this guy talks, the more confident I am in him not being a legitimate NFL head football coach. We'll see if anything starts to change. I'm betting that it won't. But we'll be discussing this game all week from the betting perspective. The crossover episode coming your way on the next one. Post it. So like I said, be on the lookout for that. All right. Thanks again to Luke Burgandy, co-founder of PropSwap, for hopping on board with us here on this episode, having some fun. Follow PropSwap at PropSwap. Follow me, of course, at Wise Rye, WISERYE. And subscribe to the show, people. Subscribe, follow, rate, and review. All right. It's my time here on this episode. Appreciate everyone, as always, for tuning in. And I'll catch you on the crossover episode with Dan Leach. Until then, have a great rest of your day. Peace.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bets. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app. Presented by Rivers Casino Pittsburgh. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.